lots in the garage, and a lot in the garden house. Mm-hmm. I had a great big one-room house in the garden that like storing it in the attic.
Yeah.
Old heaters that you quit using, all different things that you, it's good stuff, and yet you don't have any use for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that thing's full of all that stuff out there.
Do you ever call it like a junk room or?
Well, that's a good name for it. I hadn't thought about calling it a junk room, but that's a good name for it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever call it that, you know, when you were smaller?
Not especially. No, I don't believe it. We didn't have any that kind. We didn't have room. There was such a big family of us that it took every room for bedrooms and eating places and sitting room and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Might you call it a plunder room?
Yeah, a plunder room would be better, I believe, than a junk room.
Yeah. Did you ever call it that when you were smaller?
Yeah.
Plunder room? Can you tell me what you used to use for sweeping the floor when you were small?
Broom, corn broom, made out of that corn that's used only for brooms.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, what is that down there? Looks like smoke rising. I guess it burned lead or something.
Mm-hmm.
What did I start to say?
About the corn broom?
Corn broom. We had what we called a straw broom. We swept the floors. It didn't have carpets on the floor as much.
Mm-hmm.
A few of them had linoleum, but it swept for the straw broom too.
Mm-hmm.
You go out in the fields, the old place where something's been planted that's grown up in broom straw, they called it.
Mm-hmm.
About so long.
Yeah.
And get off there.
About 3 feet.
Yeah. Get off that blades of grass off of it and wrap a string around the top part of it and make a straw broom. Well, they used to use those. I used to have a old Negro woman. I didn't want the broom, but she couldn't do anything much, and she'd get those brooms, get that broom straw, and make me a broom and bring it to me. Well, I'm paying for it and take it, and sometimes I'd sweep the front walk with it or the front porch,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Say if your broom was in the corner where the door is, and you open the door, say if you were telling me where the broom was, what would you say?
Oh, well, look in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Look in the corner by such and such a door.
Uh-huh. Where would it be in relation to the door?
Behind the door. When the door would open back, it would be in the corner, you
okay.
see.
Okay. What do you use to, well, like when I first came to the porch, we had those things going up to the porch?
Steps.
Mm-hmm. Would you call them the same thing inside?
Like the stairway, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the steps to the stairway steps.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, when we were talking about your front porch, when you were a little girl, did you ever remember them having two porches, like one on the second story?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yeah. They did. Especially the old slave homes. They had stairways sometimes to the basement. And a lot of the slaves, you see, lived in the basement.